In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away his judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You will fear disaster no more. So the Word of God is exhorting us to shout for joy, to shout in triumph, to rejoice and exult with all our hearts. Why? Why? The Word of God says, the Lord has taken away his judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King is in our midst, and we will fear disaster no more. Brothers and sisters, we need to come out of that place of discouragement, out of that place of depression. We have to come into the reality of the kingdom of God. And that reality is this, that Jesus Christ has won the victory on that cross, that he shed his blood for us, that we have been redeemed out of the hand of the enemy, and that we have been brought into his kingdom. We are sons and daughters, and we must rejoice about this. Every judgment, every decree, every accusation has been cleared away because of the blood of Jesus. And for this we rejoice, and for this we shout and we exult. Well, I'm here to invite everyone who's listening to the School of the Holy Spirit that starting July 20 to the 26th in Winthrop, in Father Tom's Church, Holy Rosary, and it starts Sunday the 20th at 7 p.m., and then Monday through Friday, we have morning sessions from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and then we meet again at, from 7 to 10. We begin every morning with Mass, and this is about the seventh school that we have had, I think. I need to count again, but seventh or eighth school that we have had. And I tell you, we have experienced the manifest presence of God. We have experienced the transformation of the Holy Spirit. Come to the school. Everyone is invited. The reason that we're putting on the School of the Holy Spirit is because God wants us to learn how to create an atmosphere so that the Holy Spirit can work in our lives. Brothers and sisters, we are not just here passively in this planet. There is a calling from God. There is something that God wants for you specifically. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God has in store for those who love him. And then in Psalm 139, it says that God has so many wonderful plans and thoughts towards us. And the psalmist says in verse 18, if I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. So imagine the wonderful plans that God has for all of us, of his people. So we are living in amazing times. We have to get prepared for the times that are coming because we are living in dark times, and this could be the greatest moment for the church if we just wake up. And the Holy Spirit is moving in power, releasing fresh fire, releasing new and fresh anointing for the people of God to wake up, to enter into our prophetic destinies. And as you come to the school, you're going to be able to hear the voice of God. You're going to be changed and transformed in the presence of God. You are going to come out with revelation. You are going to come out of that school with vision for the mission, because there is a mission for you. And so come with expectant faith. Come expecting to have an encounter with the Lord, because the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. We spent a lot of time praising the Lord. We spent a lot of time in praise and worship, and many people don't understand this, because many people think that praising the Lord is just something to fill time, or maybe it's just a sing-along or a song fest. But no, This is the atmosphere that the Holy Spirit loves. Psalm 22, verse 3, He inhabits the praises of His people. He comes when the people of God start lifting up the high praises and they start manifesting and demonstrating the reality of Jesus through the shouts, through the praises, through the songs, through the dancing. And in that kind of atmosphere, which is not quiet, it's very loud, the Holy Spirit comes. And when He comes, everything changes. When He comes, He starts moving in power. When He comes, we start to worship Him. Worship is the response to His presence. And as we keep worshiping, the realm of the glory comes. So expect to experience the manifest presence of God. Brothers and sisters, God is with us. He's not against us. We are more than conquerors in Christ. And each one of us in this kingdom has a plan and a purpose that we need to fulfill, because that is the place of satisfaction. That is the place where we partner with the Holy Spirit. That is the place where we grow fruit. So I invite you to come to the school of the Holy Spirit. Receive revelation for the mission that God has for you. Be a co-worker with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 6:1, we co-labor with the Holy Spirit. So I invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit, July 20 to the 26th at Father Tom's Church in Winthrop. So come with expectant faith. I just spent over a month in Poland, and we put schools in different cities, and I tell you, we saw the glory. There were cancers that left people got healed from cancer, and I know this because I spent a month there so I could get the praise report. Many people healed from cancer. That is awesome. It's going to happen. The same thing happens in Holy Rosary. There were miracles of scoliosis, specifically 2 people, right there on the spot. Scoliosis healed, their spinal columns totally straightened out. Another person with problems in the ribs, the ribs were totally healed. The doctors had told this guy that his ribs will never be healed. Well, his ribs got healed. Dr. Jesus has the last word. A woman carrying pain in her stomach, over 30 years of pain, the pain left. A nun in one of the schools, she got baptized in the Holy Spirit. She got filled with joy. She spoke in tongues. Oh, what a joy it was to see her dance and rejoice in front of the Lord. She came up to give testimony, and she said that for 20 years she had been waiting for the Holy Spirit to come into her life in this way. Another nun, another religious sister, came up and said in another meeting, she said, I've been a nun for 27 years, but today I feel alive. So many testimonies of what the Holy Spirit does. Our God is a God of restoration. There was a lot of family restorations, a lot of family relationships healed with sons and daughters that had been rebellious and had left the house or were angry with their parents. A lot of restoration. So come expecting to enter into a new place in the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is awakening the bride of Christ. There is an awakening that is taking place. I want to say that there is a cry in my heart, like Habakkuk, the prophet, cried out to the Lord, Oh Lord, revive your works. This is the time, Lord, to revive your works. This is the time to demonstrate the power of your kingdom, the power and the glory of your kingdom. But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit works with human beings. He partners with human beings. He partners with people like you. If you're listening to the radio, there is something that the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life and through you. And we are not just passive observers in this planet. We are to be aggressive in the Spirit. We are to take over the kingdom of God. Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it over by force. Brothers and sisters, we cannot remain passive. Look at the state of our nation. 24% of Catholics in America go to Mass on Sundays. That's not even half of the Catholics. There is a problem here. And of those 24% that come to Mass on Sundays, how many have really entered into their destiny right here on Earth? Not many, not most. I read a survey somewhere along the line that said that over 90% of believers are not even serving God. They are not in any ministry. They're not doing anything. They're just sitting passively, like orphans, like if we did not have a daddy. But I tell you, we have a daddy, Abba, daddy. We thank you. We thank you that you have given us the kingdom. Luke 12:32, Jesus says, the Father has given you the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, we lack nothing. So come to the school of the Holy Spirit, expecting your life to be transformed, expecting your life to change, expecting your thinking to change. Once again, we're having the school from July 20 to the 26th. And so we are so privileged to be able to host this school and create a platform for the Holy Spirit to come and move in power. There are people that are listening this morning that the Lord is healing you. There is a lady that your name is Elaine, and you have pain all over your body, and the Lord is setting you free. The Lord loves you. Papa loves you. He wants you healed, and he wants you freed. There is a man named Jim. You have back pain running from the neck to your waist. The Lord is setting you free. I advise you to start coughing out that pain. It's a spirit in your body. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Command that pain to leave your body and get filled with the Holy Spirit. The Lord is healing somebody's eyes at this moment. People that cannot see properly, problems with the cornea, problems with, problems with the eyes. You are being cataracts. Cataracts are being dissolved right now in the name of Jesus. So the Lord is healing. Somebody's spinal column is being straightened out, scoliosis. That testimony went out, and I saw the power of God just being released. Somebody with scoliosis, your back is being straightened. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we have seen so many amazing things in the previous schools of the Holy Spirit. God wants his people to learn how to create an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit can work in our lives. And the Holy Spirit likes praise. He likes worship. He likes faith. What we want is faith working through love. Love is what motivates us, the love for Jesus, the desire that we have to give to him the rewards of his suffering. And we want to go out and evangelize in the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and the human race, the man Christ Jesus, who died as a ransom for all. So God wants all men to be saved, but all men need to have an encounter with the truth. This is why we are alive. If you know Jesus, if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, now we want to give to others what we have received. And we want to bring a harvest of lost people to Jesus. We want to give to him the rewards of his suffering. Brothers and sisters, the times are dark, the times are evil. This is the greatest moment for us if we just wake up, because we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. And light shines brighter when it's really, really dark. So there is no room for fear. No room for fear. Greater is he who lives in us, 1 John 4:4, than he who's in the world. And the Holy Spirit is not the spirit of fear, but it's the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. So once again, I invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit, July 20 to the 26th. It will start Sunday at 7 p.m., and then Monday through Friday, we start with Mass at 9 a.m. We go from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We take a break, and then we're back in the church from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday the school ends at 1 p.m. So come with expectant faith. Come with an open heart. Come asking the Lord to give you a teachable heart so that we can really enter into a new place in the Spirit. Who are the speakers in this school? Well, Father Tom, myself, Danny Stain, he's going to be coming. He's from Mountain of Worship Ministries, and also Michelle Akers, she's a worship leader. All these people have ministries of their own. They are trained in the ways of the Holy Spirit, and we want impartation in this school to take place so that we can receive everything that the Holy Spirit has for us. So come with expectant faith. Come expecting miracles. Come expecting breakthroughs. The Lord is the Lord of breakthroughs. If you're depressed, if you're discouraged, come expecting to joy. Come asking the Lord to fill you with joy, because Psalm 16, verse 11 says that there is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. If you want to grow in freedom, come. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Expect transformation. 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are transformed in the presence of the Lord as we gaze, as we contemplate the face of the Lord. We grow from one degree of glory to another. Expect healing. Malachi chapter 4, verse 12, the Lord comes with healing in his wings. Expect deliverance. Expect every chain of addiction to be broken in your life. 2 Chronicles 20, you know, the story of King Jehoshaphat, how he defeated three enemy armies, and the Lord gave him the strategy for victory. It was to put the praisers on the front lines as they faced the enemy. The praisers went at the head of the army praising God, and the Lord confused the enemy. The Lord created an ambush for the enemy, and they killed each other off. That's wonderful. Expect victory. Expect breakthroughs. Psalm 149, the enemy is bound. Our high praises become double-edged swords that drives away the enemy. Well, stop and think. Who's the enemy? It's not human beings. It's depression. It's despair. It's fear. It's anxiety. It's despair. It's sickness. It's disease. It is poverty. It is confusion. It is anxiety. I mean, the enemies that keep us from experiencing the abundant life and that keeps us from experiencing the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives, whatever is blocking us from entering into our prophetic destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Expect revelation of the Father's heart, the love of God being poured into our heart, Romans 5:5. Expect the ministry of the angels. I mean, in this atmosphere of praise and worship and the preaching of the Word of God, expect the angelic ministry. It is awesome. Also expect signs and wonders. We have experienced the different smells and the fragrances of heaven. These are the signs and wonders that point to the reality that Jesus is with us. Be satisfied in the presence of the Lord, and expect restoration on every level. So this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that the Lord is giving to us Catholics to enter into that place where we can actually partner with the Holy Spirit, where we can expand the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, where we are going to be learning how to heal the sick people. We're going to be learning how to prophesy. We're going to be learning how to set the captives free. This is what God wants for us. This is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is on our lives. Something about it, and we can set the captives free. Isaiah 61, starting in verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Say this, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Claim it for you, that the Holy Spirit is upon you. The Lord has anointed me. Say this to yourself. Say this out loud. The Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners. Brothers and sisters, this is why we have been anointed with the Holy Spirit, to set the captives free, to proclaim the liberty to the to the captives and the prisoners. And then in verse 3, at the end of it, it says, in the middle of it, it says that the Lord gives to us a mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. In other words, that God gives us a mantle of the Tehillah praises, the wild, demonstrative praises of God, that as we wrap ourselves with this mantle of praise, we are going to be set free from depression. We're going to be set free from discouragement, from that spirit of fainting, that mantle of Tehillah that we wrap ourselves in when we start praising the Lord is a big protection from the enemy. So come expecting to see greater things from God. Come expecting the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, to take all of us into a deeper place in the Spirit, that we can actually be salt and light on this earth. So it is so wonderful for this opportunity that the Lord gives to us in July 20 to 26. The Lord is going to be there. The Holy Spirit is going to be moving in power. The Holy Spirit is going to do amazing things in our midst. This is what happens when we create an atmosphere where He is welcome. When we start praising the Lord, when we start worshiping. And by the way, Jesus says that Papa is looking for worshipers that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. We are those people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity. God is so faithful. God is so wonderful. When we get together with the people of God and we enter into that place of unity, Psalm 133, that is the place where the God releases His blessing. There is great power in unity. And according to Psalm 133, when we come into that place of unity, the Lord releases His blessings. The Lord releases life. The Lord releases everything that we need for life. It said in verse 3, it says, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever. And that word for life in the Hebrew, it means life, it means prosperity, it means to be quickened, it means to be revived from sickness, from discouragement, and even death. Some of you who are listening, you're spiritually dead. I invite you to come to the School of the Holy Spirit. I invite you to come and be revived, that every dead bone in all of us be revived. We want to be God's army right here on earth. That's why He has chosen us. That's why we are alive. Is to enforce that victory of Calvary, is to extend the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So be excited about the school. Come with expectant faith. Come believing that all your needs are going to be taken care of, because the Lord has already given us His kingdom. The Lord has already given us everything that we need. It's a matter of receiving by faith. And this is progressive. I'm not the same person that I was when I met Jesus 27 years ago. There has been a transformation. It's continual. It's gradual. So I just thank the Lord for that transformation and for that change in my life, because that's ultimately what Papa wants for us, that we get transformed into the image of Jesus. And right now, I just want to close with a blessing from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, be blessed this day. Start praising the Lord wherever you are. Start thanking Him because He has good things for you. And come to the School of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will be there. The Holy Spirit will be there doing amazing things. Come with expectant faith. Come wanting to become a blessing in this planet. Tell the Lord, I want to be a blessing in this planet. I need your Holy Spirit. Cry out to the Lord and talk to the Lord and come with expectant faith that the Lord will be there meeting us, that as we praise, as we worship Him, as we gather together in that spirit of unity, we are going to be amazed at what the Holy Spirit will be doing in our midst. I know that people are coming from Florida. I am from Miami, but more people are coming from Miami. I know that more people are coming from the Northeast, and I hope that people are coming from California, but wherever you're from, you still have time to come. School of the Holy Spirit, Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop, Massachusetts, July 20 to the 26th. We will be there starting Sunday, the 20th, starting at 7 p.m., and the school ends on Saturday, July 26th at 1 p.m. Be blessed this day. Give a shout to the Lord, for truly He is wonderful, and He has defeated the enemy, and we don't have to live in fear anymore. Greater is He who lives in us than he who is in the world. Be blessed this day, and tell somebody that doesn't know Jesus, tell them the good news, and if anybody is sick, go and heal them. God bless you, and see you in the school. Amen. Thank you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.